opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Hey, guys, did you have a good weekend with your love life? Well, maybe you're not performing the same way you used to, and maybe you just got old like me, or you got fat like me, or maybe you're stressed out and you can't figure out why. Well, the guys at Eros Medical Group are going to find out whatever the problem is. They're going to work around that. They're going to fix whatever that problem is. And they've got all kinds of ways to do it. They focus on regenerative medicine. And they've got this new technology that is absolutely fantastic. I've been through their program, and it makes all the difference in the world. And I was okay. I wasn't really having any real problems, but I wasn't performing the way I was when I was younger. Well, now I feel like I'm 25 again. And they can help you with all kinds of things. Low T, hair loss, erectile dysfunction is the big one. And they can definitely fix any problems you have. And guess what? You're going to get a free consultation. Just go in and ask them. If you're having problems, just ask them, hey, what can you do to help me? And they'll tell you. They'll go through everything with you. And the guys over there are great. Shane and Sean and Dr. Ike, we got to hang out at the party last week. I love those guys. They really want to give you personalized service. They're not going to treat you like a patient. They're going to treat you like somebody who's part of their team, and you're going to love it there. They're working on Thursday Night Poker is going to crank up here pretty soon. The Man Cave, they want it to be a place where you can feel comfortable and get the work done that you need. Give them a call today, 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. How about this? 30% off any treatment. You'll get that free consultation, 30% off any treatment with promo code FRED. Whether you call or whether you go to the website, 30% off with promo code FRED. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You won, what, 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend? That feels good, but you lost ground in the division.
It's not just the fact that you haven't had Altuve, you haven't had Correa.
Springer's gone now.
X-ray's negative, but that looked painful.
The Giants, they're not great, but they're not awful either. And then, of course, right after that, you get the 4 games at home against Seattle.
If you're not going to be healthy, then suddenly those kind of series aren't that easy.
The team they've put around Deshaun Watson is not good enough to be a contender.
Not with the offensive line the way it is. I don't think they have enough at running back either.
Their offensive line is so bad. Point to one of those guys and say he's an above-average starter in the NFL.
But you can't have 5 serviceable guys on your offensive line.
You've either got 5 guys who are serviceable or less. There's not one guy on that offensive line who you look at and go, that's an above-average starter in the NFL.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN.
Be weird, but do it if you want.
If you want to see Eric Mayhem Warner,
that's right.
Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream, and you'll see all 3 of us. And you brought us Carboctoberfest.
I think it's time, man. Let's pop these guys. Yeah, Beard 30. What a great
sound. My buddy Roger texted me a picture that he got a hold of these before I did, so I'm a little pissed.
I mean, you can't always win the race, Fred.
I would have brought them 2 weeks ago, but we had your beer to try, which was all excellent. And then, AJ, we were going to try some stuff that you have. We're going to push that back a couple weeks.
I told Fred when I got in, I was like, dude, so I went to the gym today, and when you texted me, are we good for today? I was like, damn it, I forgot that beer. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just go. Normally when I go to the gym, I'll just go straight to work from the gym. I went back to my house to get that beer, and as soon as I got there, my wife was like, I need you to do this and this, and I did that. She distracted me.
Took you off your game.
Yeah, and then I left to work, and then I got to work, and I was like, damn it. I went all the way home to get that beer, and I didn't get it. And then I texted you and said, hey, I forgot the beer. Can you bring beer today? And you were like, oh, yeah, I forgot you were bringing beer, so I was going to bring beer anyway. So it all worked out, but it is
one of these times we're going to show up and we're going to have, like, triple beer.
That's all right.
We'll always better than showing up with none,
though. That's right. That'd be the worst. We can't let that happen. Can't let
that
happen.
The perils of getting older, man. You start to, you know, you forget these things, and it's funny. I was just up in Colorado. We were talking on the break. You know, I was up instead of hops. Hops sniffing is coming up in September.
Okay.
But, you know, the barley harvest is in full swing now.
Okay.
So we're assessing the quality of the malt, you know, of the barley that becomes the malt. And, you know, stopped in to see the relatives.
Where'd
up
you
there.
Go?
We were up near Fort Collins.
Okay.
The beer mecca, beer haven.
It's good up there.
Oh, man, amazing. But my father-in-law, my wife is taking her mom to Norway. They just got on a plane as we speak.
What?
And they're gone for 10 days. And I'm sitting in the car yesterday going to play golf with my father-in-law. And I'm like, I look at him and I'm like, so are you kind of looking forward to this? And he's like, oh my God, you cannot believe. It'll be like the first time he's been apart from her for that long in decades.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is when you're married for 50 years, what happens?
I don't know.
You'll get there.
I feel like you just die.
Yeah, when I made it to 15 last time, it meant divorce. that was my personal best. So,
is she going to Norway? I mean, just for fun? Like, this is
my wife's mom's family. They're all Norwegian descent. So I always get this mixed up. You're first generation when you're the one getting off the boat, or is it the ones that are born in the U.S. is first generation.
I mean, if you're a first generation American, doesn't that mean you were the first generation born here
that's
in
what
America?
That's what I always thought, yeah.
Okay, so her mom is first generation, i.e. her
grandmother came over.
Kristen's grandmother, came over on the boat. They were wee kids.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, from Norway. So they're going, and she's never been. So Kristen is like, you know what, Mom, this is probably the last time you're going to be able to travel like this. I'm going to take you over, and we're going to go see Norway. So they're just going to do some, you know, lady kind of sightseeing. No breweries. I doubt there'll be any brewery visits there, AJ.
Really?
Yeah.
She's not going to grab a beer from Norway for us to tick?
Well, I might be able to get her to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Okay. I'll see if I can work on that. I'll get her to go into the store. A couple years ago we tried a couple.
Yeah. Let's get a Norwegian
stout. 3 years ago. Yeah. They're doing some good stuff there. They're clever.
I think we should make it a deal. Once a month, we find some way to get some international beer here.
That's a great idea. Yeah. No, I kid you not. I think that really makes sense. Because between us all, and as you know, international as Houston is, we know people are traveling to different countries. Yeah,
you know, the problem is shipping beer here internationally is really expensive.
Well, no, you bring it when you're traveling back.
Yeah, but we don't ever, I don't ever go anywhere.
You don't know anybody that like works for the energy companies? Those guys are traveling all the while.
No.
Really?
No. I don't know anybody. You know,
I know that. I got a buddy who's going to Singapore in September. Do they? You can't drink there, though. That's a country where you
illegal.
Spit on the street and you're like doing life in prison, right?
They cane you for drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wants to go there. That's what I said. I was like, Mike, why in God's name
for
would
vacation?
You want to go there? Yes!
What a moron.
And he's taking the wife there.
That guy's an idiot.
It sounds so unromantic.
You know what? It's probably like he's probably looking through like average cost to visit all
these
countries.
That's what it was. He had like mileage. Like,
oh, $70. I can go to Singapore for 3 weeks. Yeah.
And if I get her to spit on the street, I get rid of her.
That's true.
That's a good strategy.
That's how I would think. And this is why I've been married so many times. Yeah.
Oh, Fred. I visited a buddy of mine up there in Denver, and he owns a brewery. He was telling – this is one of those deals where as soon as they said, you know, even when they're boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, constant fighting, and then they're like, oh, we're getting married. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. And sure enough, he's throwing the D word around, and it's like, oh, brother.
Oh, really?
We were there.
He's switching to the D team?
Well, no, the
divorce.
I knew exactly what he meant when he said that.
I did
AJ,
too, but I just
where's
thought
your
it'd be
mom
funny.
Going, buddy? man. But, anyway, so we're drinking a little Carboctoberfest, trying to will the cooler weather onto us.
Maybe it will come. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like we're actually cooler than, like, I guess, like Spain and all these places in Europe are burning up. And,
I mean, it's hot here, but it's not, you know, it's not 103 what, like, you guys had when I was out of town. So hopefully it will continue to hopefully we've gotten past the real burn everybody to the crisp part.
I think so, man. I think so. But yeah, we're trying to, like, move that along with the Carboctoberfest here. You know, this is a decoction brewed beer.
What does that mean?
So we take part of the mash when we're brewing and we boil it, and that helps to kind of intensify the malty flavors whilst also making the beer a little crisper and drier. It's an ancient German brewing technique.
Did you learn that in school?
I sure did.
What? How would you describe, like, Oktoberfest styles of beer? What would you say, like, if someone's never had an Oktoberfest, how would you describe it to them?
So it's slightly malty. It's not going to be a hoppy beer. A real classic one like this is going to have kind of light, sort of bready, toasted malt notes. It shouldn't be like caramelly or super sweet, and definitely, you know, malt emphasized, but still extremely poundable. You know, kind of imagine like a, I don't know, like a Dos Equis or, you know, something like that, but a little, like, stronger.
Okay. You know, average ABV is?
Yeah, like, going to be around 6.5 on a fest beer that you're going to get in Germany or here in the States, so.
And how pure to style would you say this is compared to some of the stuff they're drinking over there in Germany?
Pretty close. I mean, we're really trying to, I mean, we're using all the German hops in it, and we'd use, you know, German yeast and the German methods, so it's pretty authentic.
You're only, what do they use in Germany? Three ingredients, right? It's like
the, just the water. Well, four: the water, yeast, barley, and the hops. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's all you guys used.
That's right.
Look at you.
No voodoo.
Look at you.
No Twinkies.
No.
No ding dong. No marshmallows. But
it is very good.
It's
though.
Very
it
good. Is very yeah, good. This is outstanding. I'm still adjusting to drinking Oktoberfest beers in the first week of August, but everybody keeps pushing them back, so it works. And it's probably, you know, it's probably not too soon anymore. I think I've come around that. Yeah, August 1st. Everything's moved back a month for me.
Well, you guys are talking a lot of football. I was listening, driving over here, and you know, it's kind of, they go together, right? Oktoberfest and the advent of football season. So we're almost there.
But. Yeah. Every beer goes with every Carboc beer goes with football.
Well, there you go. I like to think so too. Even BBH, if your team is getting spanked, it's like, I'll just open a bottle of BBH.
That's a way to finish off the night. Or if you've just taken a beating on your bets for the day, it's like, or if you're celebrating not taking a beating on your bets for the day, it's a good way to finish the evening. It's like, oh, you staying up for Sunday night football, then you fall asleep on the couch halfway through the game.
Yep.
BBH.
That's a good weekend.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and you can tell us about Carboctoberfest.
Sounds good.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns, chronicling head coach Hugh Jackson entering his third season with a mix of young stars, established veterans, free agent additions, and some highly regarded rookies throughout training camp and the preseason. You know the deal with Hard Knocks. 30-man NFL films crew in Browns training camp at the team headquarters in Ohio. They're shooting over 2,000 hours of footage over the course of the series, and then they're going to compress it into 5 episodes. That's how they work things, and it's always awesome. It's one of my favorite shows to watch every year before football, and they've done it with the Texans. They've done it with damn near, you know, every team at this point, but recently with the Rams, and that was really cool to watch. The Browns should be no different. HBO Sports, NFL Films, and the Cleveland Browns team up for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the NFL when Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns kicks off its 5-episode season Tuesday. That's tomorrow, August 7th at 9 o'clock Central on HBO. The new season of the groundbreaking sports reality series spotlights the AFC North franchise that has the hometown region excited as a wave of new young players and veteran acquisitions get acclimated to the team. Catch it Tuesdays, starting this Tuesday, 9 o'clock Central time. Catch it only on HBO.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's just showing mayhem here, a little bit of Sports on the Rocks, which is going to hit tomorrow.
Looks great, Fred.
So,
I think it's going to be cool.
Someone tweeted,
yep,
and I said that I would ask you about it, so I will. Crunkin' Punkin', any plans for Crunkin' Punkin' to return, or is it buried forever?
You know, it was kind of, well, as a get it out in the market kind of brand, yeah, it's dead for a while. But now that we have the pilot system up and going, I think we'll have to knock one out, or maybe a couple. We'll do a couple different pumpkin beers.
Okay. I'm of the belief that there's enough pumpkin beers out there. So I, you know, it's not the end of the world for me to see a couple pumpkin beers go away, because I feel like now everybody does a pumpkin beer, and it's just too much.
I agree. And I think if we do one, we're going to do some kind of crazy take on it. Like, I think that would be, lends itself perfectly to your pastry kind of beer, pastry style kind of beer,
yeah,
like a pumpkin pie,
right,
kind of beer,
yeah,
right,
yeah. But so, they'll just make like a pumpkin ale. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah. Yawn.
That's kind of where I'm at. Maybe we'll have a, how about a pumpkin IPA? I'm just, ooh, kidding.
Well,
I'm just kidding. That might be weird.
I think that's. Let me ruminate,
okay,
on that.
All right, you ruminate.
We'll turn that into something.
Tell people what's going on with Carboctoberfest.
Yeah. So, again, Fred, you hit the nail on the head. It is only the first week of August, but September will be here before you know it. And we actually have some really big musical acts that we're pre-selling tickets for. So the way it works this year, we're running it Thursday through Saturday, and we have music each of those days, and it kind of builds up. You know, Thursday's kind of a, you know, a band some people have heard of, but you get to the Saturdays, and first weekend we've got Mr. Wives, second weekend we've got Tony Tone, and then weekend three, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robeson, John Bauman, plus fireworks on that last weekend.
Oh,
that's
boy,
on October 6th. So this all starts third week of September. Go get tickets now. Of course, you can come and just partake in the regular festivities, you know, with the Oompa Band and face painting and the Steinhoisting competition without having to pay extra. But if you want to get into the music tent, and I'm telling you, that's where
the magic
stuff
happens.
Is going to be going down. The ladies in their dirndls,
yeah,
and, you know, the great Carboctoberfest beer. You got to go get your tickets in advance. And there's a deal. It's like $10, between $10 and $20 for any of these acts on any of the given nights. Great Carboctoberfest food menu. So, you know, mark your calendars. It's going to start the weekend of September 20th and go into the first weekend in October.
Okay. Music every weekend.
Music every weekend. Traditional Oompa Pop Band stuff, but then, you know, you can see from this music lineup here, I mean, we've got, like, all the genres covered. So,
okay,
whatever you're looking for, come on out to the brewery and celebrate the season.
You going to leave that flyer with me?
I think I can.
Okay, good. I need, since you know who never sends copy.
Well, right? I told Fred the marketing department's a little short. I'll tell you what's going on offline.
Oh
yeah, it's that scandalous. But yeah, so anyway, we've you know, DG, I actually this time, you know,
He's got an excuse.
And he printed this out for me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that was a big help.
Okay.
I was telling Eric, I saw a TV commercial for them this weekend. I don't know if it's when I was watching Astros or something else, but first time I've seen a Carbach TV commercial. It's pretty cool.
Well, who was Eric in it?
No.
Damn.
It was like animated.
Yeah, it's like if you were stoned, and maybe I was, it was really awesome.
Okay.
Like, whoa, there's like the Love Street colors. Awesome.
It's pretty cool what they did with it visually. It's pretty neat. It's kind of this kind of throwback feel for Love Street, like throwback music to the 60s. And you'll see it at some point. But it turned out pretty good. I'm impressed. Team marketing actually is doing some good stuff.
They're doing something.
Yes.
They're not sending me copy, but they're doing something.
I'd still rather see him as Mayhem.
That's actually a good one. But I don't know if Mayhem, like when you're trying to sell alcohol, is necessarily a good idea.
Well, no, here's what you do. You get all these other beers that you don't identify on there, and then you turn into the Mayhem guy because you drank those. And then all of a sudden you're like cool in a suit and saying, yeah, with Carbach, though, Mayhem doesn't happen.
Well, or you need the insurance after the Mayhem does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need the that brand of insurance that he represents.
Yeah, but everybody's trying to rage when they drink. Yeah. So we don't. I mean, everybody's like, all right, fine. They might say, "Oh, that Mayhem stuff looks pretty fun." I don't want to be in a suit. I want to be partying. So
well, then show yourself in a suit and cuffs and being let away.
Well, that's okay too. That's okay too. The menu for Carboctoberfest, has it changed? Will there be some specialty items on the menu?
Definitely. It won't be like it was last year, identically. But, yeah, the kind of German-themed, sausage, brats, some hearty meat dishes, pretzels.
Excellent.
All that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it'll be very...
Fred loves the schnitzel.
Oh, you'll be able to schnitzel your schnitzel the night away.
Great.
Yeah.
Listener asks, any chance they do a nitro beer in the future? A nitro pumpkin would be great.
Nitro pumpkin. Well, I mean, as long as we're going to do this experimental pumpkin pie beer, let's give it some creamy texture. Yeah. That listener was onto something there.
What's the what's the latest to go through the test, the small batch machine?
So we're working on a new style of IPA.
Okay. A secret, top secret.
It's top secret. Yes, I'll be able to tell you soon. But so we're working diligently on that. The Hazy Hop Delusion,
okay,
which is coming out in about 2 months.
Okay,
so we're doing the final test runs of that. Couple of new seasonals. We're looking at doing a chocolate stout seasonal. Okay. in Q1. So, and that'll tie into like Valentine's Day, right? And then a little bit of St. Patrick's. So, we're doing some out of the box stuff too. But hey, why not nitro pumpkin?
Okay.
Let's try it. Why
you
not?
So.
Everybody else has tried everything with beer. Why can't we?
Get out there and that's what this machine, that's what the small batch thing is for.
Exactly.
To test some
there
things
is
out.
No dumb idea.
Okay.
With that thing.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to trying some of your dumb ideas.
Well, let's create one together, AJ.
We need to
get in there and do that.
I'm ready. In fact, next time you come,
yep,
I'm going to bring in the stuff that I was telling you about that I want to try to do one based on, and we'll go from there.
All right, so you cannot forget next time you are bringing the beer.
I've got to remember.
2 weeks from today.
Pressure's on.
Mark it.
I'll mark it on my calendar. All right. What do we have here, John?
I got it.
All right.
Actually, urine flavored would be a bad idea.
That's bad, for sure bad.
Yeah, I think that is a dumb idea.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right, that's our friend Eric Warner from Carbach. You can follow him on Twitter at MKPallet, and you can find his wares at Carbach and all over your local grocery stores and bars. How about that?
Fantastic. And you know what? Eric has to do some hiring sometime. I have to do some hiring sometime, and it can be tough. Getting the right person it takes time. And it can be a challenge. But with ZipRecruiter, it's fast, simple, smart. They get you the right candidates. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com, P PLAY, ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Is that Alien Ant Farm, John?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. All right. We have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day because I've been putting it off for over... oh, an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
Roughly.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I'm only 45 minutes late. I was exaggerating. Okay, this would be me if I were living that long and wound up in a nursing home. Okay?
Okay.
We go to, and I got, it's got to be Wacken because it's W-A-C-K-E-N, but it's Germany.
Wacken.
So I assume it's Wacken, Germany.
Wacken crazy.
Vock you. John, do you know? I should have asked Eric. He would know.
He would know.
It's probably Wacken. So we're going to go with that. And you guys can correct me if it turns out being incorrect. But two elderly men escaped their nursing home. Okay, 635.
That might have been your biggest one ever.
Ever?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, it's just the strongest one he's had in a while because he's had a lot of little bitch ones lately.
Well, where have you been?
Huh?
Where have you been? What have you been adding to the...
I don't do mine on air. I'm, you know, that's your bit.
Little bitch ones. Come on, man.
Well, that one was not a little bitch one. All right. We go back to... We go back to Wacken, Germany again. Two elderly men escaped their nursing home in northern Germany for a night of heavy metal. According to German news organization Deutschwelle.
Du hast.
The men allegedly snuck out of their nursing home on Friday to attend the Wacken Open Air, the world's largest heavy metal festival.
Okay.
Local police found the men at the festival around 3 and told the news organization they were disoriented and dazed. They reportedly were reluctant to leave. But we're returned to the nursing home safely. And apparently the Wacken Open Air Music Fest attracts heavy metal heads from around the world. I'm kind of curious who the headliners were.
Rammstein.
Oh, I'm sure they were there.
Yeah.
Headline acts this year include Danzig.
Okay.
Judas Priest. Hatebreed, not familiar with them. In Flames, Running Wild. I've never heard of any of these. Arch Enemy. In Extremo and Eskimo Callboy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm familiar with a Eskimo.
Yeah.
Like, not the Eskimo Callboy.
No, there's one that I know, and maybe we threw a little money at him one time. But Judas Priest and Danzig, that's pretty good. Yeah, I probably would have snuck out of a... Of course, by the time I'm in a nursing home, Judas Priest will not...
No.
They'll be having to sneak out of the same nursing home to do their show. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, yeah, a lot of... I don't remember who all sent me that, but two or three people sent it to me earlier in the day, and I thought, hey, that'd be a fun one. Oh, getting a couple questions about sports map and things like that. Guys, you can always email me fower975@gmail.com and I'll get to it at some point. I'm actually almost completely caught up right now on everything. So this is a first for me.
You want to hear a crazy story?
I'd love to hear a crazy story.
You remember Rick Ankiel?
Mm-hmm.
You remember he was a pitcher and pitching didn't go great for him. He's a big-time pitching prospect.
Yeah, with a really nice arm, and then he kind of lost it.
Couldn't hit the strike zone.
Yeah, he had anxiety problems, and then they moved to the outfield, and he became a pretty serviceable outfielder.
Was a fairly serviceable outfielder. He had a .302 on-base percentage and 76 homers over 2,000 career plate appearances. He did have a PED controversy during that time, but
yeah, don't we all?
He, you know, he had seven seasons as a position player. He was a really good defensive player, rocket arm, but he's decided that he will indeed pursue a comeback to the major leagues as a left-handed relief pitcher.
How old is he now?
He is now 39.
Mm. 2 years ago, maybe.
It seems like it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. And I mean,
but the guy can wing it. I mean,
oh, he's always had a great arm. And it's probably the good news about him melting down as a pitcher is his arm wouldn't have been overused as an outfielder as opposed to pitching. But, man, 39. Unless you got a knuckleball in there, I don't really want a 39-year-old.
Yeah, that's
Or a knuckleball or a lot of Winstrol. You know, one of those two things. And good masking agents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Eh, good luck to him.
Yeah, I'm interested to see him try.
Couple news things. Ohio State hopes to have the Urban Meyer thing done within 14 days, which makes sense because you'll be starting practice.
Right. You got to have it done by then.
If I were a betting man, and I am, although I've been losing a lot lately, I would bet that he keeps his job.
I would too.
I would make that the favorite. Hey, we were talking about that new, I don't know if you got to it in Hoffman on Hollywood the other day, but we were talking about that new Magnum PI. It starts September. Oh, by the way, Better Call Saul tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's tonight that it's back. Pretty sure.
Damn. I text my wife.
Yeah, make sure you're recording it. I'm almost certain it's August 6th is when it was back. But I was kind of excited for the Magnum PI reboot just because I liked it. Even though I don't know who Jay Hernandez is, he gets the title role.
He's Magnum?
Yeah. Here's what I don't like. Higgins is a woman.
What are you, a sexist?
Yes, I am, when it comes to my characters. If you're gonna do the same thing.
I don't like that either.
Says first and foremost, his complaint, the new director's complaint, first and foremost, I thought it was a boys' club. If you're going to do it in 2018, you need a strong female voice. So Higgins...
Can it be some super hot chick that Magnum P.I. bangs?
Well, I'm sure. But see, then if you do that, isn't that even more offensive?
Yes, but that's... this is a man's show.
It always was, yeah.
Magnum P.I. wasn't made to make women happy.
Well, yeah, he was when they looked at him.
Yeah, but
that
the
was
show,
kind of the whole thing.
The show in general, that was a dude show.
I think women watched it because he was hot. Men watched it because it was a dude show.
Yeah.
So, the Higgins is played by Perdita Weeks. And he goes, but I mean, these guys were all like former military together in the whole little group.
Yeah.
It kind of, that's what made it charming to me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm okay with some things. I thought the female Ghostbusters was better than most people did. I haven't watched Ocean's 8, but good for them. They stole that, too. You know, women are, you know, Wonder Woman, you had her.
Yeah.
You stole Road Warrior from us. That's okay, man. It's all good. Do you have to steal everything?
They want it all.
And they want it now.
Time's up, Fred.
Yeah, we had a good run. Males had a good run in this country.
Yeah, Better Call Saul tonight.
See?
Okay. It's all happening.
Right. All right. We're all watching that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have, we'll be talking about that tomorrow, I'm sure.
Let's talk to my man, Aubrey Theodi, with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, what's going on? Sunshine,
hey,
and birds are singing.
Perfect day. Yeah. Great day to dial 281 Dirt Free. We're working hard, right, for the kids to go back, you know, to school. A lot of, you know, people are giving us a shout. Because especially the teenagers, they got somebody at the house the whole time. So sometimes they'll call us because the teenager will be there waiting on us to get the job done and open the house for us. So when you dial 281 Dirt Free, you'll get the very best. No soaps, no chemical residues, no tap water. A giant van-powered machine. I mean, you guys seen it work, and it's just an amazing system. We start in the worst spot. If you don't love what you see, you don't pay. So it's almost not a refund policy, a non-payment policy. And we want to get that worst job done for you and really impress you. Tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, different attachments to the $100,000 machine to get that home looking great. So give us a shout. Check us out on the web. You can see spots being clean on the internet, you know, on the web, or you can dial 281 dirt free feed in your home. We'll do three rooms for $100 and give away a $100 free speed dry the first 20 callers to 281 dirt free.
Always a great deal when Aubrey's on our show. He's treating you people right. Give him a call. Set up your appointment now. Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Don't miss.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Please check out SportsMap.com. Besides Joel's video, which is doing really well, besides my column, yeah. Joel's column, it's two now. You know, you're... That was solid. That was not a little bitch burp.
Thank you.
We have the Astros Okay, that's record for most within
back to back
30 seconds. Yeah. I didn't even get on to the next story I was going to talk about, which is the Astros recap. And then how about this? We have a series of videos with your buddy Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
big ticks.
First one is up. He's on with Charlie Polillo. We've got a bunch of stuff with Nolan. You spent a lot of time here last week, so we'll be rolling those out over the next week.
It's very very exciting time.
I expect you to watch them all because you love Nolan Ryan.
I do.
And he says interesting stuff, but that never mentions steroid use. So all that on sportsmap.com.
I cannot believe this guy is doing stuff for sportsmap.com, and you're going to accuse him of that.
Well, no, I said never said anything about it. So there you go. I didn't accuse anyone of anything.
But
you're
hinting at an accusation.
Fake news. Fake news.
All right.
All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. Let's start with a man at a fancy Upper West Side brunch spot. Surprised some people. He jumped out of the freezer. A wild man did, they say. Jumped out of the freezer at Sarah Beth's on Amsterdam Avenue at West 80th Street at about 11 a.m. This is obviously in New York City, if you haven't picked that up yet. Away from me, Satan! Shouted the man over and over. Employees later said the man tried to attack them.
I thought you were talking to me. I was going to get up and leave.
employees later said the man tried to attack them. According to Andres Vanagian, a waiter at Hamsa, the restaurant next door, someone called 911, which took the incident as a report of assault in progress. The employees tried to calm the man, but whatever bothered him was not going to be fixed. The 54-year-old man had a heart attack on the spot and died. So maybe Satan really was getting him. He was like, get away from me, get away. And then it was like, boom, got me. Sorry.
It's like, welcome. We have beer in hell.
Yeah.
Come on down.
He says the crazed man was shirtless and was apparently in bad condition. Medics rushed the man to St. Luke's Hospital where he died. No one in the restaurant was hurt, cops say. Police sources said that the man carried ID indicating he was from Arizona but would not release his identity because his family had not been notified. He had no obvious connection to New York and no one could explain what he was doing in the freezer or how long he had been there. That's not what you want when you're at a fancy brunch.
No.
You know, like on your wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to get rid of the wife, which...
Right. That could happen.
Yeah. I'm saying there's little ways to do this.
20-year-old St. Augustine man, Florida, is accused of screaming profanities at deputies after leading them on a high-speed pursuit on Sunday. According to the arrest report, the young man, Gregory Johnson, was clocked going 94 on State Road 2097, refused to pull over until he arrived at his home on Bayhawk Lane. The report goes on to say he smelled of alcohol and had vomit all over his face.
Okay.
He was also wearing soiled pajamas.
Soiled? Ugh.
Yeah. Deputies allegedly discovered an almost empty bottle of vodka.
Oh, well, a real man would have finished it.
And marijuana inside the car.
Okay.
They said that Johnson got out of his vehicle and began yelling expletives at law enforcement. The neighbor said nobody wants to have somebody that's doing illegal activity living near them. Well, don't move to Florida, dummy.
Yeah, that's anybody in the state.
Oh, I don't want to be around, like, trashy people or people who commit crime. Or
people who eat other people's faces off.
So I'm going to move to Florida. Dude, that's a horrible call. The report says Johnson admitted to underage drinking, telling deputies, "Tito's got me bleeped up right now." He's charged with DUI, reckless driving, possession of marijuana, and possession of liquor by a person under the age of 21, which is a crime.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's a crime.
Okay.
I don't know if this story's worth telling. This one's
It's never stopped us before.
Well, okay. So Saudi Arabia has a state-run, basically like the state-run Twitter account. And they appeared on their state-run Twitter, not on Twitter, but like they've got a Twitter site that's state-run. Like a Twitter-like site where everybody can run through and leave feeds. And it's called Riyada. And, it is on Twitter, never mind. It threatened Canada with a 9/11 style attack, including a photoshopped airplane and tower.
What's the problem here? Yeah, we're just minding
Saudi Arabia
our own business up
really
here.
Pissed off at Canada, at your people. I don't know why.
Can't we just settle it in the hockey rink game?
But this is what the state-run Twitter account is doing to Canada. I mean, I don't imagine what like the real crazies are doing over there. But yeah, not a good look, Saudi Arabia.
No,
we never got back to those other three quarterbacks.
Well, maybe we'll do them tomorrow.
We probably won't.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. So, who are they? Just blast through them. We got blast through them real quick.
Oh, we don't have time. I mean,
fine, be that way.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Lamar Jackson has a 5% chance. Josh Rosen has a 5% chance. Mason Rudolph has 0% chance of starting week one.
I see Josh Rosen having a really better shot than that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, Lance Erline. Great job, Eric Warner. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5.